Who cares? This is the Carson Squatch Show on a Wednesday here in Virginia Beach. Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, the podcast app. Spotify, Beaker, welcome to Carson's Court on a Wednesday in Virginia Beach. Lot to get to today. Let me start off with saying this. As many of you know, if not all by now, Tom Brady is leaving the Patriots. You know, this was a big, big surprise. Because for me, it was between him staying with the Patriots or him going to either the Chargers or the 49ers. I thought what could possibly happen is the 49ers sign Tom Brady and the Patriots trade for Jimmy Garoppolo. That's what I thought couldn't possibly happen. But later, I thought, you know something? The 49ers would be giving up a 27, 28-year-old quarterback for a 45-year-old quarterback? Why would they do that? Why? So then, to me, the Los Angeles Chargers became the main frontrunner for me. Not to mention the 49ers got to the Super Bowl. Why would they trade a Super Bowl competitor, quarterback, who has the potential to win many, 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 many more Super Bowls for a 45-year-old quarterback? See, the Buccaneers, I can understand, because they've been looking for a quarterback for several months now. Partly the last couple years. Buccaneers should be better. They should be. But see, here's the problem. Is the NFC is a lot tougher than the AFC. You got the 49ers, the Green Bay Packers. The Rams have looked half decent in the past. The Cowboys, the Eagles. In the AFC, you have the Patriots, who has been on a downslide. A little bit surprised Tennessee got to the AFC Championship game. The only outstanding team in the AFC anymore is Kansas City. NFC's a lot better than the AFC. So Tom Brady's leaving a conference that is pretty easy and going to a much difficult, much more competitive one. I think that's what surprised me most about Tampa Bay. Is I thought he was going to stay in the AFC. The only thing that kept me from saying for 100% sure is Patrick Mahomes. See, I thought for sure it was either the Chargers or he was staying in New England. Then he put out the message that he was not staying in New England. Then it became day clear to me that it was going to be the Chargers. So, yeah, I was slightly surprised. But here's the good thing if you're a Tampa Bay fan. Here's the good news is he's going to control the roster. So now you're going to be having almost a whole rebuild session here. And, you know, that whole division, New Orleans, Atlanta, it's not the best division. Certainly not the best division. And, you know, the only outstanding team in that division is the Saints. The only veteran, really, really good quarterback in that division is mainly one. Yeah, you could argue Matt. Matt Ryan. But the only great, I mean, the only one that you say, oh, wow, is the Saints, Drew Brees. Cam Newton, as we, I mean, he's going to probably be traded or cut here in the next couple hours. But he, you know, I mean, he's been out the last couple games. All right, well, let's switch to this. Cam Newton, let's go into this. Cam Newton is going to possibly be cut or traded. I don't see him staying in Carolina. So now you look at, okay, where's he going? Where's he going to go? You have a few teams here. The Patriots are after him. I don't see the Patriots after him. I don't. Okay, well now let's see here. You got the Chargers who thought they were getting Tom Brady, cut Phil Rivers, and now don't have a decent quarterback. That's where I think he's going to go, folks. I think he's going to go to the Chargers. I'm going to give it a top seven. I'm going to call them the best seven. I'm going to call them the maybe even the lucky seven. And these are the seven teams I could see Cam Newton going to. Number seven is the Jets. I think they've been after a quarterback for the last couple years. I think they might have maybe decently. They're a decent team. They got a young quarterback, but is that young quarterback ready? Is he ready? So now you're looking at a couple more teams here, and so number seven is the New York Jets. Number six, I'm gonna go with that he's staying in Carolina. He is a good quarterback, and he definitely is a competitor for the Super Bowl. He played in the Super Bowl against Peyton Manning. It's just he went up against a better quarterback, Peyton Manning. He is a 15-0 quarterback. Again, Peyton Manning got the best of him in the Super Bowl. If it wasn't Denver and it wasn't New England, for instance, let's say it was Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh was doing good that year. They beat Cincinnati, almost beat Denver. Would have had to play the Patriots. But let's just say it was Carolina and Pittsburgh in the Super Bowl. I probably would have picked Carolina. Cam Newton's a good quarterback. He's just been injured. Number six, Carolina. Number five, and I think this is a very interesting one. Number five, I'm going to go with the Giants. Again, just like the Jets, a young quarterback went to Duke. Young quarterback, but is he ready? The Giants have had a lot of success with Eli Manning. Are these young quarterbacks ready? That's the question. Number five, the Giants. Number four, and this is going to be an interesting one. I think they're a lot further back than what most people thought I would put them. The New England Patriots. I don't see Bill Belichick going for for Cam Newton like that. I don't think Bill Belichick would. Number four, New England Patriots. Number three is the New Orleans Saints. I think they see that, you know, let's see, let's be real here. Drew Brees only has maybe a year, maybe 2 years left of absolutely goodness, if he even is still here in if he is even still in the NFL in 2 years. That's a big problem, because I think that that's basically what's keeping New Orleans a decent team is Drew Brees. So if you ask me, I think the Saints need and should be in the market for a new quarterback. Number three, the Saints. Number two, this is going to be an interesting one. Number two, I think, is going to be, and this is going to be, I think, pretty interesting, the Atlanta Falcons. Once again, Matt Ryan's a good quarterback, but he probably only has a couple years left. The Falcons need to be in the market. Now, they might wait till the draft. They might. Number two, the Falcons. Number one is the Chargers. Cut Phillip Rivers. They need a quarterback more than anybody, probably, right now. Because if they go into the season without a decent quarterback, it's not going to look good for the Chargers. Number one, the Chargers. And if you wanted to do the top eight, which you can do, number eight, I would have to say, is the Cincinnati Bengals. I think it's a rare shot, but Cincinnati needs a quarterback. I think they're going to cut Andy Dalton. They need a quarterback as well. They might keep Andy Dalton. I mean, in the draft coming up, they might draft, you know, the guy out of LSU. That's a possibility, too. All right, well, coming up on the Carson's Court Show, we have a live caller. Stay tuned for that and much more on the Carson's Court Show. We'll be right back. Who cares? This is the Carson's Court Show. We have a live caller on the phone. Here is Mike. Mike is in Virginia. Beach, Virginia. Here he is. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing okay. Staying inside as much as I can. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm staying inside as much as I can, too.
Yeah. Crazy times we're living in, isn't it?
Yes, yes. What was your first take when you heard that Tom Brady was leaving the Patriots?
I really thought he would re-sign with the Patriots, especially when I found out that San Francisco wasn't going to sign.
Yeah, and I thought for a while the Chargers might get after him for a while.
He has family on the East Coast, okay? So I guess that was a real concern of his. He wanted to stay on the East Coast, but I thought he might end up in Tennessee, too. I thought that would have been a good fit for him. But hey, it is what it is. The Patriots didn't offer him anywhere near the money that he probably should have gotten.
Right.
And so that's one of the reasons he left.
Right. And also, I was very surprised about Tampa Bay out of any team.
Well, you know, they needed a quarterback. They were very, I forget the name of their quarterback, but they were very unhappy with him. He hadn't really progressed. And they have really good receiving people. They have good receivers on that team. So I think Brady's probably a good fit there.
Right. I think he is, and then he's probably I know he's going to probably do some roster changes, and that's going to be a good thing for Tampa Bay, because that division to begin with really isn't outstanding. It's pretty weak.
Yep. They'll probably make the playoffs for sure. I mean, I don't know exactly how far they'll go, but I think Brady's going to come back and have a really good season this year. I really do.
Right, and I guess we're going to find out if Tom Brady can win without Bill Belichick, or if Bill Belichick can win without Tom Brady.
My opinion is they both can win without each other. I think they both made each other better, okay? But Tom Brady is a great quarterback. He could have won under any coach. And Belichick is a really good coach, and he could have won with good players anywhere. So,
you're
going to find that they're both good without each other.
And I believe that the Patriots are not going to be completely devastated this year. I think that I can see them winning maybe six games this year, somewhere in there.
The Patriots?
Yeah.
They'll make the playoffs. Mark my words on that. Write that down.
All right. Yeah, I could see that. I could see maybe a sixth seed or something in that area.
I mean, I think they'll be like 10-6, 11-5, something like that. They'll find a way to get it done.
Yeah, and I think Bill Belichick's gonna come out of this strong. I think I do agree with you there.
They're both good. They're both good. Brady will be good, and so will Belichick. They're both good. You know, they don't need each other. They made each other better. Okay, but as the Steelers proved this year, you need good players to win. So Belichick's not a miracle worker. He couldn't take you and me on the team and make us into star players, okay?
Right.
I mean, you need to have good players to win, okay? It all works together, okay? But a good coach can make a team a little bit better than they would be if they didn't have a good coach.
Yeah, and here's the other thing I was saying is he's actually leaving a weaker conference. He's leaving the AFC, which is not the best conference, and he's going into the NFC, which is a much stronger conference, you know?
Yeah, it used to be that way. The AFC used to be the stronger conference. But nowadays, you're right. But I think he'll be okay. They're going to compete with, what is it, Atlanta, New Orleans?
And Carolina.
Carolina probably be a little bit better. Atlanta will be better. I mean, it's gonna be a good conference. It'll be very interesting. I just hope we have a season, you know, the way things are going.
Right. Oh, yeah. Hopefully sports comes back really, really quickly. And I wanted to get your opinion.
Anyway.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to get your opinion on Cam Newton. I don't know if you heard or not, but Carolina.
Yeah, he was released.
Oh, he was released.
He was.
You see him signing. My thing is the Chargers. That's who I'm looking at here as the front runner.
Possibly. Mm-hmm. Possibly. I don't know. I mean, he supposedly is healthy. Cam Newton, when he's healthy, is a good quarterback. But he gets hurt way too often.
Right.
You know, he may end up being a backup somewhere. I mean, that's a possibility.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's hard to count on him because he gets hurt so often.
Right, I definitely agree there. I think he's a good quarterback. I mean, he brought Carolina to that Super Bowl against Denver just what 4 years ago now, somewhere now. So I mean, he can definitely get to a Super Bowl when he has a good team and when he's healthy.
Right, healthy is a big thing with that. He gets hurt all the time.
Right.
You know, and it's funny if you think about it. A lot of quarterbacks are like that. You know, some of them never get hurt, and other ones, they seem like they're hurt all the time.
Right. Right.
Eli Manning is a good example of the Giants. You know, he went for years and years and years and years and years, and he never missed a game. Okay? Some people are just, they have a knack for getting hurt more than other people do.
Right. And obviously, you know, Tom Brady is one of those quarterbacks that almost never gets hurt, you know.
Right, he got hurt that one time. He missed the whole season.
Right.
But other than that, you know, he's been pretty much injury free his whole career. I'll tell you what will be interesting is to see how Ben comes back. Ben Roethlisberger.
Right, and you know, he's been saying he hasn't thrown in pain at all. So that's a good thing if you're a Pittsburgh Steelers fan that you know he's coming back.
I mean, I'm a little bit optimistic about it, but you just never know when it's going to happen again.
Right, and you know, and the way that injury looked against the Seattle Seahawks, it did not look like a season that would not. I mean, an injury that would knock him out for the rest of the season. You know,
it looked harmless.
Yeah. Well, you can go ahead. Mm-hmm. Right, but thank you for being on the show today.
Well, you take care. Are you staying busy? I know there's not a lot of sports to cover right now.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to stay pretty busy here. Yeah, it's you know, it's just amazing how sports kind of dropped like that, you know.
What's your opinion on the NHL and NBA seasons? Do you think there's going to be any more?
I think what they might do is come back and play maybe three or four, maybe even five games, and then go right into the playoffs just to give the teams that are, you know, approaching a wild card one more chance there. But it's you know, that was my opinion on the Olympics. Is I think the Olympics are going to get postponed till next year. I said that on Monday. So
that's they actually have.
Oh, have
that actually did happen.
Okay, well, you know, I guess, you know, that might be, that's sad, but that might be for the best right now.
Well, it is for the best. It's for the best because you can't make it safe by that time in Tokyo. And not only that, most of the athletes can't work out like they normally do.
Right.
So right. It's a weird time we're living in, for sure.
Right, yeah, it's definitely interesting and a history type there, for sure.
This is definitely a history-making event.
Right, yes. Well, thank you, and go ahead.
50 years from now, people will be reading about this in the history books.
Right, and yeah.
So, all right, well, thank you for letting me be on your show.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Take care, okay?
All right, you too. All right, bye now.
Stay healthy, okay?
You too.
Bye.
Bye. And that was Mike. Mike is live, or was live, in Virginia Beach here. And coming up on the show, I want to talk about one more thing with the coronavirus. One more thing. Stay tuned for that on the Carson's Court Show. Welcome back to the Carson's Court Show. Here we go on a Wednesday. I wanted to end with this. As you know, all these sports that are just being dropped, like, you know, I mean, the NBA started it, then the NHL went, NCAA was not too far behind, and now you finally have the Olympics. And here's the thing. Why I think that these are, another reason why I think they're going to play a few more games before coming back is the fact that, imagine your team being two games out of the wild card, pretty good chance they're going to get there. In fact, a decent chance they're going to get there. And just like that, it's over. And they would have made the playoffs. Would have made the playoffs if it wasn't for the corona. And they didn't. That's why. And the other reason is I think they're going to give teams to get back into momentum. Good teams, the Lakers, the Clippers, the Bucks, and good teams in NHL, the Penguins, Capitals, Brewers. I think they're going to help them get back into this as well. Well, thanks for listening to the Carson's Court Show today. You have a great day. For the last time, we are live in Virginia Beach. Have a good day. We'll talk tomorrow. Coming up tomorrow, a lot to cover. A lot to cover. Stay tuned for that and more on the Carson's Court Show. We'll be back tomorrow.